My name is Phil Golding, and this is 5 Steps to Freedom. This episode is entitled Overcome Negative Self-Talk. In other words, there's so many ways you undermine and disempower yourself. It's based on my 5-step process for healing your mind, self-awareness and empowerment, and my self-help book, 5 Steps to Freedom, A Path to Inner Harmony and Personal Growth. To get an overview of my 5-step process, which is the basis of my work as a psychotherapist and self-awareness meditation mindfulness teacher, go to my podcasts, The 5-Step Process for Healing, Wisdom and Empowerment, Parts 1 and 2, which I have produced for this purpose. In my previous podcasts, I have focused on the 2 foundational laws of consciousness that facilitate self-awareness and self-mastery. That is, unconditional self-acceptance and total personal responsibility. To do this, I will focus on a common problem that undermines and disempowers us, and that is negative self-talk. This podcast will also introduce you to the power of mindfulness and begin educating you on how to overcome trauma, depression, anxiety, and other such emotional problems. Overcoming negative self-talk was very important in my life. When I was 20 years old, I was suicidally depressed due to being engulfed in my own self-rejecting thoughts, which were mostly below my awareness. Now I rarely have a negative thought about myself, and if I do, it is only fleeting because my self-accepting, compassionate awareness picks it up straight away and looks after it. Accepting and responsibly loving myself for many years now has been my norm. So let's start with a focus on the consequences of negative self-talk. Our perceptions about ourselves and the world around us are determined by the ways we have been conditioned to think, and especially the meanings we place on all that we experience. The habitual ways that we are thinking are determined by the ways we have become conditioned throughout our formative years, and so much of this thinking is operating below our awareness. We assume that what we think is the way things are, like an unquestioned reality, when in fact we are creating our own personal reality along with the ways we suffer in that reality. The quality or usefulness of our conditioning is determined by whether it has been predominantly based on unconditional love or based on fear and judgment. The degree that our conditioning has been based on unconditional love determines how much peace and fulfillment we have in our lives. On the other hand, if our conditioning has been overly influenced by fear and judgment, we are likely to have developed the habit of judging ourselves and others and deeming ourselves and others unworthy if things don't go our way. When we judge and reject ourselves and others, it makes it very difficult to face ourselves squarely and turn mistakes and difficulties into opportunities to learn and grow. Instead, we tend to blame ourselves or others and remain stuck. We are rendering ourselves powerless to change our lives for the better because we are condemning ourselves for being human, which we can't avoid being, and making the world around us responsible for our well-being and happiness. We end up seeing and creating more problems rather than seeing and becoming the solution to our problems. The power to our lives is not in our hands. We are still operating on the conditioning that was created when we were powerless children, growing up in circumstances that we were, for one reason or another, left vulnerable and exposed to. We didn't have enough experience of being protected and mentored, and therefore trained in the art of self-care and self-mastery. Those caring for us while we were growing up were meant to be our awareness trainers, but they were not necessarily aware themselves, and often the circumstances at the time were beyond anyone's control, such as illness, war, or natural disasters. However, as adults, we are our own parents now, and we therefore do have the capacity and opportunity to learn, heal, and grow. This is the letting go part of step 3, letting go of judging, blaming, and rejecting ourselves and others. We let go of what keeps us caught up in suffering and remaining powerless. So how to become the solution to your negative self-talk? Those who are resilient know the secret to succeeding in the face of difficulty, whether this is something they have learned consciously as an adult or as a part of their unconscious conditioning. These people know that our happiness and well-being is not determined by the world around us. They know that regardless of our circumstances and conditions, the quality of our lives is determined by the ways we think about and respond to the world around us, from the perspective of responsibly caring for ourselves. If your self-worth love is dependent on being accepted and approved by those around you, or by things always going your way, then your peace of mind and stability will always be at the mercy of the ever-changing conditions of your circumstances. On the other hand, if you are committed to accepting full responsibility to accept yourself, your fallible humanness, unconditionally, and take compassionate responsibility for all that you think, feel, say, and do, you are then going to want to learn more about how to care for and master yourself when life gets challenging. This is the tuning in part of step 3. Every experience, whether positive or negative, is now turned to your advantage. You are no longer a victim of life. You are now a student of life. Life is now happening for you, not to you. You are no longer an ego being controlled by a blindly conditioned mind. Instead, you are awakened awareness, learning how to care for and master your own mind. You are learning how to be in the driver's seat of your mind, and therefore your life, steering it towards your real potential and the life that you really want. This is the secret of self-mastery. It doesn't matter what your starting point is, and there is no actual point of completion. It is simply about continuing to place yourself in the position of awareness so that you can learn and grow through whatever experience you are having in the moment. This is what living the 5-step process for healing, wisdom and empowerment, and other self-awareness processes like it are all about. I'm now going to lay out for you an exercise that you can keep returning to that will enable you to overcome negative self-talk. This practical exercise will show you how to identify negative self-talk and turn it around so that you can have a positive, empowering relationship with yourself. This will in turn improve the ways you care for yourself, your decision-making, and the ways you form and conduct your relationships, whether personal or business. This exercise is adapted from an exercise of the same name in my book, 5 Steps to Freedom, A Path to Inner Harmony and Personal Growth, the revised edition. You will also find the exercise in the helpful articles page on my website. Make good use of your journal while doing this exercise. Writing down your thoughts greatly increases the power and effectiveness of the process, because you are lifting your thoughts up out of the recesses of your mind and into the light of day of your awareness, where you can take control of your life. Also, once recorded, you can then delve deeper into what you have written to gain more perspective and insight, and to process your thoughts and emotions more effectively. What this exercise is about is learning to be the wise, loving parent to your own vulnerable and confused human self. If you persist, this exercise will enable you to experience love as something you can access internally. You are always within the embrace of universal love, and you access this love at any time through actively and responsibly caring for yourself, being a representative of this universal love to yourself. This is not an exercise to do just once. Turning your mind and life around is a serious business requiring commitment and dedication, but if you give it that, you will succeed. In order to gain positive control of your mind, it is essential to do this exercise on a daily basis, or as close to that as you can, at least until your new positive and loving self-talk starts to feel normal and natural. Also, don't expect to be very skilled at it at first. It is normal to not be used to looking within and being there for yourself, being your own best friend, in other words. Listen to the exercise as many times as you need, even as you get on with doing it, in order to gain a good feel for the process. There is always something to learn, and the more you have a go, the more you will understand what there is to learn. So there are 24 points to this exercise. The exercise itself is not all that complicated, but it does take a bit of explaining. Point 1. Today, right this moment, make a rock-solid commitment to treat yourself and speak to yourself only with acceptance, loving-kindness, compassion, and forgiveness. Knowing, of course, that you won't be able to achieve this at first, but your commitment to treat yourself in this way will help to bring your self-rejecting thoughts more into focus. Post your self-reminders in as many ways as you can so you can stay aware of your positive intention throughout the day. Otherwise, your old mindsets will just take over and cause you to forget. Point 2. Keep a little notebook with you always that you can use to write down your self-rejecting thoughts as you become aware of them, or mobile phones are now useful for this purpose. Don't be surprised by how often you observe such self-destructive thoughts. Point 3. The more you lift your negative self-talk into your awareness, the more power you will have over it. The more familiar you become with it, the more you will be able to identify it in the moment and make a better choice. At first, though, you are likely to just become more aware of how often you run yourself down and how little control you have over it. You must accept this part of your human nature. This is a normal stage of the process. Don't let it discourage you. As you persist, your ability to change the negative self-talk will increase. Your mind is designed to hang on to its old programming, conditioning in other words. The mind on its own level of consciousness can't tell the difference between a program that enables you to talk or walk and a program that tells you to hate yourself. You, as conscious awareness, can tell because you are paying attention to how the thought feels. To put it simply, if the thought creates emotional pain, it is associated in some way with self-rejection. Your mind is also designed to take on new conditioning, but only if you persist. You are forming new habits, new synaptic pathways in your brain. Point 4. Identify the negative self-talk, but do not identify with it. This is important to understand and get a feel for. Recognize that if any thoughts coming from your mind are unkind or unloving towards you, then they are the product of past confusion. You are learning to no longer reinforce these destructive thoughts that you didn't mean to take on to yourself as a habit in the past. You are not your mind, you are awareness. The loving forever parent of your mind, your inner child. You are awareness. You represent and are learning to be your higher potential. As awareness, you are always now. When you are looking into your mind and your emotional reactions, you are looking into your past and how you were conditioned in your past. Point 5. Also understand that you are not doing this to become self-indulgent, but to become self-responsible, to become the wise, empowered, and loving forever parent to yourself. Point 6. When you observe negative self-talk, write it down in that moment or as soon as you can before you forget. In that moment or later on in the day or evening, make time to focus your awareness on the self-rejecting thoughts you have recorded. Feel into what these thoughts are doing to you. Write down what you discover while remembering that you have a right to be human and that this process is a starting point to making a positive difference to your life. Understand that writing it down and processing it in your journal is essential to gain the power of awareness to reprogram your mind. Point 7. As you contemplate your self-rejecting thoughts, imagine this human self that your conditioned mind is putting down. Is you when you were a vulnerable child just wanting to be accepted and loved. Look back at how vulnerable and powerless you were as that child, teenager or young adult, knowing also that you have done the best you could with the awareness that you have had from then right up to now. Now you are developing a new level of awareness that will heal and reprogram your mind. You are learning to reparent yourself. Point 8. Always remember that you have a right to be human. You have a right to learn and grow. That is the greater purpose to being human and to being on this planet, to learn how to master yourself and set yourself free from suffering. And you will do this if you persist. Self-acceptance must always be your foundation. Children, as well as adults, learn and grow to be happy and healthy in an environment of unconditional love. You are now taking control of the environment that you, your mind, your humanness, your inner child lives in. Ultimately, this new environment is you as conscious awareness. Your mind-body lives inside you. Now that you are an adult with full capacity for awareness. You are now your own parent, that is your power as conscious awareness. You don't have to always get it right though. The important thing is that you keep having a go and learn as you go, no matter how many times you get beaten back by that powerful conditioning in your mind. Every little movement forwards helps. As awareness, you are far more powerful than your mind, but it won't seem that way at first. The power that you are tapping into by living this process is unlimited, whereas the mind's conditioning will only keep going the way it's going so long as you keep believing it and keep reinforcing it. So keep stepping up with new awareness and never give up, and you will guarantee success. Point 9. Examine the negative self-talk that you are identifying and explore and write down positive, self-accepting, caring, loving things to keep saying to yourself instead. Let your feelings guide you and know that your positive self-talk will evolve as you become more skilled in this process. Point 10. Pay attention to any resistance to being kind to yourself that may be coming from your old conditioning. Spend time exploring and writing about this to compassionately connect to the dilemma you were in as a child, adolescent, and young adult. Reflect on these memories with the awareness of how powerless you were then and how you could not avoid taking on negative conditioning. Know that this is your life now and your mind, and you now have the power to take charge one step at a time. Point 11. As you become more skilled with this process, you will gain more of a feel for the right things to say to yourself. Use your new positive self-talk that you explore and write down on a daily basis to keep countering the negative. If you persist, your new positive self-talk will soon be triggered along with the negative, increasingly neutralizing the negative. In time, the positive will overtake and replace the negative. This will be the result of your never give up persistence. The old conditioning will no longer be reinforced by you so much, and instead, you will be reinforcing the positive. As a result, the old conditioning will start fading, and the new positive conditioning that you, as your own loving parent, now keep reinforcing will become the stronger and more of a habit. Point 12. You will also notice that some recurring negative self-talk will give way easily, while other negative self-talk will be more persistent, held in place by deeper, more entrenched conditioning. Don't be discouraged by this. Keep working with it for as long as it takes. The mind can be deep and complex. 13. If you experience others putting you down, feel into how that affected you. If it hurt you, in other words, if you think their confusion had something to do with you, look closely at how you are thinking about yourself. Even if you made a mistake, you don't deserve to be belittled or spoken to harshly. You have a right to be human. Let go of the other person and focus on how their harsh words have exposed doubts you have about yourself. This is about caring for yourself and therefore taking charge of your life. We give our power away by holding others responsible for our worth and happiness. If you do need to set boundaries to protect yourself from negative people as a part of caring for yourself, this exercise will help you gain the necessary clarity and courage to do so. Most people, however, are just vulnerable like you and are afraid you are not going to hear them. Let go of how they say what they say and focus on the message without reacting. This is about conscious communication. This is an important area of learning that creates harmony with others without compromising yourself, which I will deal with more extensively in another podcast. What you are doing in this exercise will prepare you for learning this communication skill. Right now, you are learning to communicate positively to yourself. Point 14. Remember, you did the best you could in the past with the awareness that you had right up to this moment. This also applies to your efforts now. Forgive yourself for your human mistakes and realize that you now have an opportunity to treat yourself differently and to work toward healing the wounds of the past. Forgiving yourself is an important step toward living this new way of life. Also, accept that you will be making plenty more mistakes. There is no failure. There is just experiences to learn from. Point 15. Be open to whatever emotions that are released during this process. Do your best to let them flow while breathing deeply and slowly, which will help you observe and manage the emotions more effectively. Deep, slow breathing is an effective way to prevent your body reacting into fight or flight when a painful emotion is triggered into your consciousness. Your emotions are the frequency of the thought. Emotions are your friends because they reveal the thought, even when the thoughts are buried deep within your unconscious mind. So the more you can stay with the painful emotions, with self-acceptance and compassion for your vulnerable, confused human self, aided by your deep, slow breathing, the more the thought that is causing the pain will be revealed, even if there are layers to work through. Remember, you are learning to be the loving parent to your mind, learning to be the loving and compassionate observer of your mind. You are not your mind. You, as conscious awareness, are the parent of your mind. You are operating on a higher level of consciousness. If any thought, emotion is painful and self-rejecting, it is confused and needs you to take care of it. It is not you, as the growing parent of your mind who is learning to represent your highest potential. It is your past human self, your inner child, who needs your love and care. It takes time to develop this detachment, this differentiation between you as awareness and your reactive mind. You are awareness managing your life in the now. You have the ability to be the non-reacting observer of your mind that consists of all your past conditioning and memories. The more you do develop this detachment, the more awareness and power over your life you will have. This is the power of mindfulness. Point 16. Acknowledging your own pain works the same as when someone else important to you acknowledges your pain. This is not about indulging in self-pity or being a victim. It is taking your mind into your heart, like embracing your own upset child as a responsible parent. Staying with your vulnerable emotions, with your self-accepting and compassionate heart open to yourself, is very important for healing. It is about helping your inner child human self feel that he, she is in the presence of your love. Simply by you being there, you are becoming the new environment for your mind that is giving it a whole new experience of life. Let your emotions flow and trust that any emotional release will pass naturally like a wave, and have a chance to heal in the process while you compassionately stay open to it. Instead of it being captured so much by your primal fight or flight defenses, only to keep going around and round on a loop, the painful emotions will be flowing into the healing power that is your open heart of awareness, and therefore be brought increasingly into harmony or oneness, love in other words. This is the great power of awareness. This is what is referred to as alchemy, turning base metals into gold, or in this case, transforming painful emotions and confusion into harmony, awareness, and love. Much of this pent-up emotion comes from your childhood. You were so small and powerless then. It is normal to feel that uncomfortable vulnerability again, as the emotions are being triggered through your consciousness now. Feeling this acute level of vulnerability can be challenging at first. This is what makes trauma and post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, difficult to cope with. Remember that you are an adult now with conscious awareness. These challenging emotions are coming from your memories where you were powerless, but you now have the power to be there for yourself in a way that you couldn't as a child, as well as any other time in your life when trauma may have occurred. So trust your heart. It is bigger than any pain your humanness can feel. And don't forget your deep, slow breathing. Point 17. Don't try to force or fix your emotions like there is something wrong with you, like it's some defect that you have to get rid of. There is nothing wrong with yourself as a child at any stage in your life. We are simply being a child. This is reacting out of fear and won't bring effective outcomes and will keep you thinking that your emotions are something to be afraid of. You are simply a human being needing love. Your emotional reactions are you at a younger state of consciousness, vulnerable and needing your help and love now. So go gently and take it in small steps if you need to, particularly if it is intense trauma. Learning to be there consistently for yourself with acceptance and compassion is like giving yourself the love that you didn't have when your memory's conditioning were being formed. This is what you needed then and what you need now. Here I have given you some insights about healing trauma. Point 18. On the other hand, you don't have to be experiencing some sort of emotional release either. There are no shoulds and shouldn'ts. It is more about learning to be there for yourself and acknowledging what you are feeling and paying attention to what you are thinking, while validating that you have a right to be human. It depends on what in your mind you are dealing with. You may also have strong habits of pushing your emotions down and avoiding feeling vulnerable, even if you are wanting to face yourself now. Keep working this process, and over time the primal mind defensive barriers will let go one by one. Awareness has no end. The mind must sooner or later give way if you keep living this process. Point 19. To help you recognize what is for your highest good, consider viewing these new loving ways of talking to yourself and caring for yourself in the longer term. Would it embrace your life in the short, medium, and long term? How does it compare to the old negative self-talk? Let your feelings guide you. Point 20. Don't be concerned about finding the perfect answers. It is all a journey of trial and error. Any consistent step toward generally caring for yourself is going to improve your life. Be free and open to learn from each attempt to talk and act more lovingly toward yourself. Acting this positive way toward yourself can even feel a bit fake at first, because the old mind has been controlling what you feel is normal for so long, and you don't yet have much experience of trying to be your own loving guardian. You are just having a go, hoping for the best. Trust that if you are aligning yourself to unconditional self-acceptance and personal responsibility, you are aligning yourself to your real potential, which you will begin feeling and experiencing sooner or later, and come to know the power and fulfillment of your true nature. 21. Write out on a card or in your pocketbook or phone your new positive self-talk and refer to it regularly in order to keep your conscious awareness ahead of the old destructive habits. Give yourself as many reminders as you can. Your awareness needs as much help as you can give it, because your old mind will keep trying to reassert itself, because that is all it knows how to do until you have reprogrammed it. Your mind is meant to be your support person, programmed according to your potential. This is what you are now training it to do. You can program your mobile phone to give you positive messages every couple of hours. Regular reminders are essential for reprogramming the old conditioning. Habits are formed through repetition. You are now removing the power from the old destructive thinking habits and putting that power into creating good thinking habits. 22. When you catch yourself again in a state of self-rejection, you will increasingly have these new strategies that you are creating to fall back on. When you keep referring to these new positive intentions, you will increasingly gain more clarity on the consequences of self-rejection. You will also have more clarity around how to treat yourself with loving kindness in that moment. 23. Continue to put this exercise into practice on a daily basis. Try to see this as your new lifestyle and not some unrealistic quick fix. And remember, it is not about getting it right. It is about having a go and learning from each experience. Recognize that by making this your new lifestyle, you will naturally continue to heal and grow. Living it is being it. 24. No matter how tough, persistent, and multi-layered the old self-destructive mind habits are, along with the painful emotions that they cause, they will inevitably give way, so long as you patiently but with determination persist with a never-give-up attitude. Therefore, easy does it, but keep doing it. There is no "are we there yet?" There is you, your mind, now and every day. So feed your mind positive energy every day, because it will grow on what you feed it. This is the power of your awareness. If you keep doing this, realizing your increasing self-created experience of happiness, fulfillment, and empowerment is inevitable. So that concludes this episode. And don't forget my book, 5 Steps to Freedom, A Path to Inner Harmony and Personal Growth. And feel free to contact me by email if you have any comments or questions. Be your own forever loving and compassionate parent, and love will always warm your heart.